אז זה יכנס שמותו בחסק שלגן ובאם יהודה מסכת עיר ונדף צדק טס. מי שעשה לו לבד שלא יוצא חוץ. מי שעשים תסד את הוא מובד בפור אמס, הוא יהיה חייב. This is so even though our Mishnah may be discussing a case where the person is standing on a roof, lifts the item from the Rishus HaRam to above 10 Tfach, and moves it 4 Amos and puts it down in the Rishus HaRam. This would support Rava, who says that one would be Chayiv in this case. The Gemara says it could be that the Mishnah means it would be Osir, but not that it would be Chayiv. Another version says the Mishnah seems to say that if one does carry in this way, it'll be Osir, but he won't be Chayiv. This is problematic according to Rava. The Gemara answers the Mishnah may mean that if one carried in this way, it would actually be Chayiv. Mishnah said, "Lo yamid adam b'shus hayochid v'chulu." Rabbi Yosef said, "One who does urinate or spit from rishus to rishus would be chayiv achatos." In fact, the Gemara, the Akira is from a place that's less than 4x4 tvachim, so he should not be chayiv. The Gemara says his intent is to move the urine or the saliva from his current location. That intent is enough to make it be considered an Akira from a significant place, even though it's less than 4x4. We find that Rava says the same concept where he says that if one is chayiv for throwing something into the rishus harabim that lands in a dog's mouth or in an oven in the rishus harabim, even though it's less than 4x4, but his intent makes it a makom chashiv. Rava asked if his body is in the Rishus HaYochid, but his Aver is in the Rishus HaRabim, then he urinates in the Rishus HaRabim, would it be Chayiv? Do we follow the place of the bladder or of the Aver? Teiku, like the Shaila. Mishnah said, V'chein lo yorek, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer v'chulu. Fact, Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that saliva is considered detached in his mouth even before he swirls it around his mouth. But the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda requires the saliva to be swirled around before he considers it as detached in the body. Mara says, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yehuda originally held one way, but then later he changed his view. Rish Lakish said, our Mishnah is talking about phlegm, which is considered detached even without swirling. The other Mishnah is discussing saliva, which is only considered to be detached after swirling it. In fact, Gemara Bryce seems to say that Rabbi Yehuda says neither needs to be swirled. The Gemara says that Bryce is only referring to phlegm. A Bryce that clearly says that he treats them both as detached without swirling, so we must use Rabbi Yochanan's answer that he had chayrot and he changed his view. Rish Lakish said we learn from a pasuk that one who spits out phlegm from his rebbe is chayv misa from midei shemayim. Zok the Mishnah, a person may not stand in the Rishus HaYochid and drink from a cup in the Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, unless his head and most of his body are in the Rishus together with the cup. The same halacha applies when drinking from a wine press. Reacting more at the beginning of this Mishnah, which is meaning the last Mishnah, which was not Geyser, follows our Rabbanon. This part of the Mishnah, which is Geyser, follows our Meir. Rabbi Yehuda said, in this case, because we're dealing with an item that a person really needs, even the Rabbanon would be Geyser. Reacting more, what would be the halacha if one of the two Rishus in this case would be a Carmelist? Abaye said it would be the same thing, it would still be Geyser. Rava asked, that would be making Gzeir on top of Gzeir, because the whole din of Carmelis is Gzeir. Abaye said, the Mishnah gives an example of a wine press, which is a Carmelis, and says the halacha is the same. So you see that we are Geyser in the case of a Carmelis. Rava, however, says that the case of the wine press is not about Shabbos, it's about Meiser, so which must be given only if one drinks the wine in a more Kavua, Dika, Settle, Dika way, so it has nothing to do with Shabbos, if he can bring a Raya from the case of the wine press. Zok the Mishnah, a person in the Rishus HaRabim may hold a keli in the air to catch water coming from a gutter pipe, which is often within 3 tefachim to the house, that is within 10 tefachim to the ground of the Rishus HaRabim. From a drain pipe, which always protrudes more than 3 tefachim from the wall of the house, he may even drink directly from the pipe, or put a keli directly against the pipe. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah allows catching water from the gutter in a keli, but not drinking from it directly. I'm not going to explain this is so because the Mishnah discusses a gutter that is within 3 tefachim to the roof, and therefore it has the status of Rishus HaYochid as well. There are brises that agree with this as well. One may drink directly from the drain pipe only if the pipe is less than 4 tefachim. If it's 4 tefachim, it's considered to be his own rishus, and one who is standing in the Rishus HaRabim may therefore not drink from it. Zok the Mishnah, if there's a boyer, a watering hole in the Rishus HaRabim with a mound around it which is 10 tefachim high, if one has a window that opens to the area on top of it, he may fill water and bring it in the window on Shabbos. Also, if there's a garbage dump which is 10 tefachim high situated in the Rishus HaRabim, if there's a window that opens to the area on top of it, one may spill water from that window onto the garbage dump. The Gemara, if the house is within 4 tefachim to the bar, why do we need a mound of 10 tefachim to make it permissible? The area in between would be a makom patur. Rav Huna said the house is more than 4 tefachim away. If there was no mound, he'd be drawing water from Rishus HaYochid, the bar, and carrying it through the Rishus HaRabim to his house. That's why we need the mound. Rabbi Yochanan said the house may be within 4 tefachim to the bar. The reason the Mishnah says there's a mound is to teach the concept that the depth of the bar and the height of the mound may combine to reach the necessary size of 10 tefachim to make it Rishus HaYochid. The Mishnah said, "Ashba b'Rishus HaRabim v'chulu." In fact, tomorrow we find that Rebbe does not allow using a garbage dump as a Rishus HaYochid based on its height of 10 tefachim because he's concerned that the garbage dump may be removed. The Gemara says Rebbe was concerned by a garbage dump owned by an individual, which gets removed from time to time. The Mishnah is discussing one owned by the community, which doesn't get removed, and that's why he's not going to be Glazer. Zok the Mishnah, if the branches of a tree bend over and come close to the ground, leaving empty space between them and the trunk, if the branches reach to within 3 tefachim to the ground, one may carry within the enclosure that the branches create. The Mishnah, if roots of a tree rise 3 tefachim above the ground, one may not sit on them because they're considered to be a tree. meaning when they're within three tefachim to the ground, because they're considered to be part of the ground. The Mishnah's Chiddush is that if you're above three tefachim, then they're considered to be a tree, and therefore you cannot sit on them, you cannot use the tree. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, said to be allowed to carry there the area under the branches may not be larger than a base of Sion. This is because the purpose of the area is to provide shade for workers or watchmen who tend to the fields outside of this enclosed area of the branches. The halacha is to carry in an enclosure whose principal purpose is to serve the outside. The enclosure may not be larger than a base of Sion.